Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant. And we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. can I save you right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I found her, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A., to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl, she was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Let's go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A. 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65. Is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the spot. Oh yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp shaman. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the pimp shaman. I rock and roll. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G Money, the pimp shaman. If you don't know, now you know.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's talk radio show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting over 7 continents so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. I'm G Money, and I'm hosting the show. Now, if you have something you want to share with us during the Talk Radio program, you just call us at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we'll be glad to listen to your comments or your questions or your statements about the NCAA tournament. That's what we're talking about today. Today we're going to be talking about the Sweet 16. We've been talking about all the teams that entered the tournament, all 64 teams, and we've been breaking them down every day to talk about the winners and the teams that have moved on in the tournament. And now we've just gone through 32 games, and we've come up with the Sweet 16. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So yesterday, they had the first 4 games of the Sweet 16. So DJ Papa D, what were the first 4 teams? Let's review the teams that played yesterday.
Sure thing. Yesterday, number 4 ranked, 4th ranked Arkansas beat number 1 ranked Gonzaga 74-68.
That was an upset. I didn't pick that. I picked Gonzaga to win. And Arkansas beat Gonzaga? Oh, that's amazing. So Arkansas is going to the Elite Eight. Oh, man. Okay. Well, Gonzaga was supposed to go to the Final Four in my pick, so I messed that one up. All right, next game.
Number 2 ranked Villanova beat number 11th ranked Michigan 63-55.
Well, I kind of knew Villanova was going to win. I picked Villanova to go to the Final Four. But Michigan, I thought, was going to play better than they did. They didn't show up at all against Villanova, even though Villanova was ranked better than Michigan. I thought Michigan was still going to come out and play ball because they've been to the NCAA tournament many times before, and they've always placed in the Sweet 16. But I guess this time around, Villanova beat them, so they sent them home, and Villanova will go to the Elite Eight. Okay, and the next game.
Number 2-ranked Duke beat number 3-ranked Texas Tech 78-73.
All right. Texas Tech had a good team. They were coming in looking good and playing good ball, but I knew Duke was on a mission because this is the last year that their coach is coaching. He's retiring at the end of this tournament. It'll be all that Duke can do to send him out with a win. They're hoping to win the national title to send Mike Krzyzewski off with a win. So it was a good game. I know Duke played really well, and they had to play well to win that game. So they won by about 3 points, I think, was the final outcome of that tournament game. So Duke goes to the Elite Eight. It's in the next game, and when they play on Saturday, they will be playing in the Elite Eight. Okay, and the next game.
Oh, you're ready for me? Okay. The last game yesterday, number 1-ranked Arizona lost to number 5-ranked Houston, 72-60.
Man, that's amazing. Houston, Texas, that's Houston, Texas. They had like 8 teams in the tournament, and Houston's the only team that survived. That's still going on, and they're going to the Elite Eight. And they beat Arizona, which was the number one team, and people expected Arizona to go to the Final Four. So they got upset by Houston, and that upset a lot of people, especially when they were betting for Arizona to make it to the Final Four. So that's Gonzaga that fell, and Arizona that fell. Oh, man, and Michigan fell, and I don't know who the other team. Who was the other team that fell?
Gonzaga, Michigan, Texas Tech, and Arizona lost yesterday.
Yeah, Texas Tech fell, but they weren't expected to win because they were playing against Duke, Mike Krzyzewski's team. So Duke is going all the way to the Final Four. I know his boys want to win for him for his last year coaching. So they will be in the Final Four. Okay, so what's the time check, DJ? We got 20 after, 25 after. What's our time look like?
It's about 3:20 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go through the games that are going to be played tonight so I can pick a winner for the games that will be played tonight. And we got 4 games. So let's see if I can pick the winners of 4 games. And we'll find out the results after tonight's games, and they'll be lined up to play on Saturday in the Elite Eight. So we already have 4 teams lined up in the Elite Eight, So now we just have to get four more teams to play in the tournament. So what four teams are going to play? There are four games tonight. So who's playing in the first game tonight?
The first game tonight is number 15-ranked St. Peter's going up against number 3-ranked Purdue.
Oh, man. Well, I'm rooting for the underdog because St. Peter, this is the first time they've won. They've made it to the tournament, and they keep winning. They keep upsetting all the teams. They upset Baylor. They upset North Carolina, and they just keep on rolling. So St. Peter, this is the first year that they made the tournament, and they're still playing strong. So I'm expecting that St. Peter's is going to beat Purdue, and it's going to the Elite Eight. We'll see them playing either Saturday or Sunday in the Elite Eight. So I'm betting on St. Peter's to win this evening. Okay, the next game.
Number one ranked Kansas is going up against number 4 ranked Providence.
All right. Well, I'm taking Kansas to win. You know, Kansas is where the game of basketball originated. At Kansas University was the first college that played basketball, and the basketball game just grew across the United States and has gone all around the world. And now basketball is played in the Olympics. And we had the Dream Team that went to the Olympics and had to show out with Michael Jordan and all of the guys from the NBA that played on the Dream Team. Yes, basketball has traveled all around the world, and we get a lot of players from around the world in different countries that come to America and are playing in the NBA. Like Manu Bol came from Africa, and he made so much money in the NBA that he went back to Africa and built a whole city to take care of the kids in Africa, to feed all the people in his tribe and in his little city. He took all of the millions that he made in the NBA, and he built up his city in Africa. That's what you can do when you qualify to play in the NBA. And you're coming from poor, broken-down countries like around the world. They're coming into America and playing in the NBA. They play in the NCAA tournament, and they progress and develop, and they end up getting drafted to play in the NBA. And then they make millions of dollars, and they move on to go back and take care of their poor third world country, because now they got American money. They got millions, and they can go back and develop their cities and their tribes and their people back in their country of third world development. So welcome to the NBA, all of the players that leave the NCAA tournament, most of them will be playing in the NBA next year. So the seniors, when they finish the tournament, most of them will get some kind of draft notice to go to the NBA. So we'll see them next year playing in the NBA. Take a notice of the teams of the players that we see playing in the NCAA tournament. They will be playing in the NBA next year. So check them out. Now, if you got comments or questions, and you want to call and let me know what you're thinking about the NCAA tournament, you can give me a call at 563-999-3560. I'm G Money, and this is Talk Radio. Okay, DJ, the next game. That's playing later on tonight. Sweet.
All right.
Breaking down to the Elite Eight.
Right. The third game, fourth-ranked UCLA is playing number eight-ranked University of North Carolina.
All right. I thought North Carolina had already gotten beat, but I guess the UNC is still playing. I think North Carolina State got beat. So this is the UNC, University of North Carolina, that's still playing. And they're a powerhouse. So who are they playing? North Carolina's playing
UCLA.
Who? UCLA. I got mixed feelings about this because I like North Carolina, UNC, but I like UCLA better. So I'm kind of torn between who I want to win this game. I like to see UCLA go to the Elite Eight. In fact, I would like to see UCLA go to the Final Four because they've made it to the Final Four last year, and nobody expected them to get that far. But they made it to the Final Four last year, and they represented from California, but they got beat in the Final Four. So, oh, man, this is a tough one, people. I'm looking at UCLA that's been playing really good in the tournament, and they're going to play North Carolina, UNC. Oh, man, that's going to be a tough one. But I got to go with the home team. I got to go with UCLA to win this game and continue on to the Elite Eight. So I'm picking UCLA to win, and they're going on to the Elite Eight, okay? And do we have another team, another game?
The last game is Iowa State, ranked number 11, going up against number 10th ranked Miami, Florida.
Oh, Iowa's going against Miami. Well, Miami's a football school. They have good football teams coming out of Miami. But I don't know about their basketball program. The basketball in Florida is Florida State and University of Florida. So I don't know about Miami. They made the tournament this year, and they're ranked number 10, number 11 in the region. What region are they in, DJ? Are they in the Eastern region?
Are you talking about Miami or Iowa?
Miami. Well, Miami and
okay.
Iowa, both of them are from the same region. So what region are they
right.
from?
Right. Miami's ranked number 10th, and Iowa's ranked number 11th, and they are in the Midwest region.
The Midwest. Okay. Miami is representing for the state of Florida. They're the only team left playing for the state of Florida, so Miami's trying to stake claim and go to the Elite Eight. And, well, I don't know. Miami, I'm thinking, Who is Miami playing again?
Iowa State.
Playing in Miami? Iowa State. Yeah. Is that Iowa Hawkeyes or Buckeyes? Is that who it is? The Iowa Buckeyes or Hawkeyes or something like that? Because if it is, they got a good football program, but I don't know about their basketball program. I might think Miami might win in this basketball game. I don't know. Let me think. Iowa, and
it's the Iowa State Cyclones.
Cyclones. Oh, Iowa Cyclones is still in the tournament. I remember we talked about them last week when they made the first 32. We talked about them because I didn't know who Iowa was. I didn't know if they were the Buckeyes or the Hawkeyes or what, but they're the Cyclones. Oh, yeah, we talked about them. Okay, and they're playing against Miami? I don't know. I think Miami will probably win the game, but I don't know. Iowa has come a long way in the tournament, and this will be the first time they make it to the Elite Eight or possibly get to the Final Four. So, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Hey, callers, call in and help me out. Give me a call at 563-999-3560 and let me know who you think is going to win between Iowa and Miami, because I really don't know. I got to think about who Iowa played already and who Miami played, and this is the first time Iowa has made it to the tournament. And this is the first time Miami's made it this far in the tournament. So I don't know. I got to think about that for a minute. Let me think. Well, I got to make a guess here. Miami and Iowa. Okay, Miami has a good football program. I don't know about their basketball program. And Iowa has a good football program, but I don't know about their basketball program. That's interesting. Let me think about that. DJ, do you have a list of the games that Iowa played already, who they beat? Did they beat anybody worth giving them credit for? Because they're ranked 11th in the tournament. So did they beat anybody like 4 or 5 or anything like that?
Let's see. They beat, I can tell you all the teams that they beat in their season. They beat Kennesaw State. They beat Oregon State. They beat the ASU Hornets. They beat Grambling State. They beat Xavier in Louisiana. They beat Memphis. They beat AR Pine Bluff. That's Arkansas Pine Bluff. They had a pretty winning season. They beat Creighton. They beat Iowa. They beat Jackson State. They beat LA. I don't know who that is. Southeastern Louisiana Lions. Where am I? Okay. They beat Chicago State. They beat Baylor. To get to
where they are now.
Okay.
In the tournament.
So, They lost to Baylor. They beat Texas Tech. No, they didn't beat Texas Tech. They beat LSU, Louisiana State University, and then they beat Wisconsin. So they beat LSU in the first round, and second round they beat Wisconsin, and today they play Miami, Florida.
Okay. And who did Miami beat to get here? Let me see if they beat some notable colleges that I can give them some credit.
To get to the playoffs, we know they beat Auburn, who was ranked number two, and they beat USC, and they beat Boston College, Syracuse, Pittsburgh, Louisville, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Those are some
of
the teams
they
beat.
They look like they played some good teams. They played SC. They played LSU. Yeah. Okay.
They beat Duke. They beat Syracuse. They beat University of North Carolina.
Oh, okay. They beat some big dogs. Well, I guess I can pick Miami to win this game. It looks like Miami's going to be the one that I'm expect to come out smoking. All right. Well, I'm picking Miami to beat the Iowa Hurricane Volcano.
Cyclones. Meteors.
I'm a bet Miami to beat Iowa. So that's the Final Four, and I picked those winners to play on Saturday on the Final Four, and then play on Sunday in the Elite Eight. So that's the teams. That's what it's going to look like on Saturday and on Sunday. The Elite Eight is going to be played this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully the teams that come out of that will go to the Final Four. And I'm thinking Duke is going to be one of those teams. And St. Paul is going to be another. St. Peter is going to be another one. And Villanova will probably be a third one. And I don't know. Oh, UCLA will be the fourth one to make it to the tournament, to the Final Four. So that's NCAA tournament. And G-Money's picks for the weekend. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to Catholic school, and I was a schoolboy. I did good in school,
and made the honor roll. I played football, basketball, baseball, and ran track. And I never did have to watch my back. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I was born and raised in South Central L.A., where the Crips were born and the gangsters came to play. I got a pass.
What's up, G-Dub?
From the Crips in my hood. They knew I was an athlete, and they knew I was good. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I played baseball with Daryl Strawberry and Eric Davis at St. Andrew's Park. But don't get me twisted. I don't bow down. But don't get me twisted. And I don't cry. If you come to me with some stupid shit, you're gonna go home with a fat lip and a black eye. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I could have went pro, but I got hit with a hanging curveball, and that's how it goes. So now I'm in Vegas, a comedian on the strip, writing jokes and songs, because that's my gift. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I don't gangbang. I play ball. I grew up in South Central L.A., but you had to be tough to go outside and play. But now I'm G-Money, the Pimp Thomas. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, and they'll tell you it's so.
On storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
This is G-Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. www.thegreatgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralgeneralg
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. We're broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody around the world can hear what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. All right. Well, let's get back to talking about the teams that are going to be playing on Saturday in the Elite Eight. We have 4 teams already scheduled to play, and those 4 teams are, DJ Papa D, can you repeat the 4 teams that won yesterday so we know who they are that are going to be playing on Saturday?
Sure. So Arkansas beat Gonzaga, so they move up to the Elite Eight, and they'll be playing against Duke, who beat Texas Tech. So it'll be number 4-ranked Arkansas against number 2-ranked Duke. And the other game that we know of is number 5th-ranked Houston who beat number one ranked Arizona, is going up against number two ranked Villanova, who beat Michigan. So number fifth ranked Houston is playing number two ranked Villanova.
Okay. Well, those are two interesting games, really interesting, and they're going to play Saturday. And we already went through the games for today. I kind of picked who I think is going to make the Elite Eight. So we'll just have to see if tomorrow when they post the winners of tonight's game is if my four picks for tonight make the Elite Eight. So, what's the time check, DJ?
It is 3:51 p.m.
3:51. Okay. Well, let me see. What do I want to do? I got 9 minutes. Well, let's wish the happy birthday, people. Let me get out the air chair and go somewhere so I can sing happy birthday to the people that are celebrating their birthday. So, DJ Papa D, tell us who's celebrating their birthday today on March 25th. And I also want to include my brother, whose birthday is tomorrow, on March 26th, happy birthday, Randy Gerard, my third brother. He's hanging out there in Bakersfield somewhere, listening to the radio show, I'm sure. So, happy birthday, Randy. I think he's going to be 59. Maybe he's going to be
62
this year. No, you're
62.
So he can't be 62. He got to be 60.
He'll be 60.
He was born in 62, so he'll be 59.
He'll be 60.
He'll be 60. Okay. Yeah, he'll be 60 years old. He joined the 60 Club, like his big brothers. All right. I forgot you were 61. You'll be 62 this year in August. DJ Papa D, I forgot. You're not 60. You're already 61. And you're working on 62? Oh, man. I bet you got gray hair and everything. Getting ugly. Yep, I know the routine. Ha-ha! I'm sorry. I'm the only one in the family still good-looking. What can I say? But my brothers are getting older. They're trying to catch up with me. I'm looking good. I have the talent. And I have the wisdom. So, that's what we're looking for, ladies. I'm G Money. Come holler at me.
You have an ego.
I'm putting it down. What did you say? If you get smart, if you say something intelligent. I don't think so. I'm G Money. Woo! You know, before we do the birthday list, though, I want to tell you this joke. There were four men stranded on a desert island, and one of them saw a bottle floating in the water. So he swam out in the ocean and got the bottle, and he brought it back to shore, and he was cleaning it up. And the genie popped out of the bottle and said, since you've released me from my bottle prison, I have three wishes for you. And he said, okay, I wish to go back to my house and be with my wife in my big house. And the genie snapped his fingers and the man was gone. And then the genie said, okay, we got two more wishes. And another man stepped up and said, my turn. I want a wish to go back to my house, and I want a big mansion, and I want to be in the house with all of my kids, and I want to have a new car, and I want to be with my wife back in my house. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. So that was two wishes. And then the genie looked at the other guy and said, well, I got one wish left. Do you want to make a wish? And the guy said, no, I don't know what I want. And he said, all right, take your time, think about it. And when you're ready, tell me what you wish, and I'll give you your third wish. And the guy walked around the island, and the genie walked behind him. And every now and then, the genie would ask him, well, are you ready? Do you have your wish? And the guy says, no, I don't know what I want to wish for. And the genie said, okay, take your time. And they walked around the island a little more. And the genie asked him, do you have your wish now? And the man said, no, I still don't know what I want to wish for. So the genie was like, okay, take your time. And the man was walking. And the man started thinking. He said, wow, I'm missing all of my friends because they're not here on the island with me. In fact, I kind of wish they were here with me again. And the genie said, that's your third wish. Snap. And both of the men came back to the island and was stranded on the island with the third man. And the moral of the story is, you got to be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ, let's wish the birthday people happy birthday on everybody that's born today on March 25th, 2022. They're celebrating their birthday.
So here are the birthdays for March 25th, 2022. Happy birthday to Mr. Aaron B. Jackson. Happy birthday to Eric R. Carroll, who's 49 years old today. Erica Dion has a birthday today. Birthday wishes to Felicia Hampton, who is 60 years old today. Kayla Lee is 25 years old. Charles Anderson has a birthday today. Kevin Moore has a birthday today. Happy birthday to Frankie A. Hunter, who's 54 years old today. Cecil Brown is also 54 years old. And last but not least, Edwin Valtz, your old neighbor, has a birthday today.
Edward. How old is Edward today? If he says he's 55, he's lying. He's lying. I know he's older than me, so he's like 66 or something. I know he's lying.
Something like
telling
that.
These women he's 50. Yeah, I know he's like 66, but it's all right. That's my homeboy, my next-door neighbor, that I grew up in the house next to him for about 15 years till I moved to high society. I moved on. All right. Well, I want to wish all of you happy birthdays, and may you have many, many, many more. Today is your birthday, your special day. So I'm hoping that you get all the blessings and greetings that God can bring for you, and the blessings that your loved ones will bestow on you today. Because it's your day. It's your special day. It's your birthday. And you celebrate it with the best of everything that can come your way. So I want to wish you happy birthday with my birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to all of the brothers and the sisters that were born today on March 25th, a day before my brother's birthday, March 26th. May all of you have the grace and guidance of God in your life, and may Jesus look after you as you live every day, and may you have blessings to beseech your life every day of your existence. And may you live a long and happy life. May you be blessed in everlasting glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I wish you well. So happy birthday, all of you, and may you get some special stuff today on your birthday. You know, may you get something on your birthday. You know, get some on your birthday. I wanted you all to get some and get a little for me because it's your birthday. And it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So get some for me, too. You know, I mean some cake or some ice cream or, you know, something like that. Celebrate, because it's your day. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Do the best you can do. It's your birthday all day. It's your birthday, okay. Happy birthday to you. It's good for the flu. I hope you're all happy and you're all well. Come to. I'm G Money, and I want to say it's a good day to have a birthday. The weather's beautiful. God's blessing us with great weather these days. So if it's fine as wine in your city, like it is in mine, then you're going to celebrate because today is 90 degrees in Las Vegas. It's a beautiful day, and it's about time we're getting ready for that summer heat to invade our peace and quiet. So let's get ready for the summer. Because it's springtime, and spring, everybody's out on spring vacation right now. So may you have an enjoyable time celebrating in the spring weather, especially those that are in Miami, Florida. May they have good times on the beaches in Florida and in Georgia and in Louisiana. May you have a great time in the tropics of those states. All right, and as well as having beautiful weather in California, may California bring the sunshine in all from the north to the south, from the east to the west. Bring California the best of the best, I profess. All right, DJ. Play my last song for the day so that we can celebrate for the people that are listening to this show. Because I'm G Money, and I'm hosting talk radio. So everybody, you can call in and say hello and what's happening to me if you got time, because I'm almost out of time. I'm almost off the air. So to my last song, and then I'm out of here. See you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the basketball games. The NBA is getting ready to go into the playoffs. So if you're following the NBA, watch out for the Lakers, because they're ready to take the West, even though the Phoenix Suns have the best team in the West. We think the Lakers and Golden State is going to put Phoenix in their place. So, I don't know what's going on in the East. I think Milwaukee Bucks is still running the East. And I don't know about the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, the Atlanta Hawks, they're doing some things there in the East. So we'll see what's happening. Maybe the New Jersey Nets or the New York Knicks are playing ball. But I know Indiana's somewhere in there. And the Washington Wizards are somewhere in there. So, oh, and I forgot about the Philadelphia 76ers. They're still in the running. So we'll see what's happening in the East. So the East and the West are getting the countdown down. They got 8 games left in the season before they qualify for the playoffs. And then it's going to be battle, battle, battle to see who's going to be the West Coast Conference finalist and the East Coast Conference finalist. Okay, DJ Papa D, play my song. I think we're down to the last few minutes of our radio show. And I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. I'm hosting Talk Radio. See ya on Monday. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, hit five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm the money and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G Bunny, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.